T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Zach Streif, the voice of the Saints, joining us now. And Zach, do you have any game day superstitions, or perhaps your wife?
My wife did tell me she wore my jersey to the divisional round. She said she will definitely be wearing it back. I'm like the least superstitious person ever. I'm on Deuce's case all the time because Deuce is doing all kinds of goofy stuff up there, switching shoes onto the wrong feet and flipping his microphone, and that's not me. I always liked as a player to feel like I was the one deciding whether we were winning or losing, not some higher deal. But I appreciate people like to do it. I get blasted for it all the time because this is a very superstitious city.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I don't really do a whole lot of that superstition stuff.
Not for me. Didn't do it as a player, and not gonna do it now.
Yeah, I just think the guys that are playing ultimately have the say on the outcome of the game. Zach, let's start with the crowd noise. You heard Sean Payton today, you know, saying, "Hey, look, from the time the play is over till 15 seconds are left on the play clock, you guys need to keep the noise level up." For an offense like the Rams that does a lot at the line of scrimmage, how much can a crowd noise like that hinder what they want to do?
This is always what it was for me, because the Saints do a ton of stuff at the line of scrimmage. You know, when your quarterback is making all the adjustments, there's a lot of communication, and it's not always easy to hear. And I think more than anything, what it does is it gives you doubt as a player. It's like, I think he just said left, but maybe he didn't. Maybe he said something else, and that doubt in your mind when the ball gets snapped is what I think kills guys. You know, it's not so much, you know, false starts and stuff, like, in my opinion, false starts don't come from crowd noise. False starts come from a lack of, it's like you lose attention, right? Like you're not thinking, it's a mental error. It's not a noise error. Where the noise comes into play is when a guy's in his stance and the quarterback's got to run up and change something, and he turns around and he kind of hears it and he thinks he knows what it is. And while he's sitting there trying to decide in his brain, did he say what I thought he saw? The ball gets snapped. And he's a half a tick off, and he gives up a sack. That, to me, is what crowd noise does. And with the Rams, what's interesting is you're also trying to interrupt the communication between the sideline and Jared Goff, because Sean McVay is giving him check at the line. That's why the Rams go no huddle so much, not to speed the game up, but so that they can see the Saints line up and Sean McVay can send something in. So Sean's, he's right. The crowd needs to be loud. From the point in which that play ends until about 15 seconds, then you're going to get about a 10-second break, and then you got to get loud again.
Zach, our Blue Run Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com is, which side of the ball will win this game? Will it be offense, defense, and special teams? And, Zach, for the first time, whenever I presented that question, I didn't immediately go offense. And that's not disrespectful to the Saints' offense. I still very much believe they are a very prolific offense. But I just didn't have a lot of options the last time with the defense. You get what I'm saying? And also the special teams. And I think that it's really going to boil down to the special teams play, whether it's a return or Will Lutz putting his right foot into the football. I just think it's going to be one of those kind of games. You agree?
Yeah, I do. I mean, this is going to be a close game. This is not going to be a blowout. These are two very good teams. If it was me, I think this game is going to be far more defensive than people think. I think that both these teams understand what the liability of a turnover in this game is going to be. I think it's going to cause them each to kind of pull back a little bit from some of the really aggressive down-the-field type throws. I think that losing the turnover ratio in a game with two teams this evenly matched is the kiss of death. And so I think it's going to be a lot about establishing the run. That's been the Rams' focus the last few weeks. It served them very well, and certainly for the Saints, it's going to be to try to neutralize the pass rush from Aaron Donald and Dante Fowler. So I think it's going to be a lot more about ball control. I think it's going to be, it's going to be not conservative, but I think it's going to be about beating the other team up and getting into the fourth quarter in a game that you think and assume that fourth quarter is going to be close, and you want to have that physical advantage of having establish the run game.
Zach, you're a former offensive lineman. And can you just describe Andres Pete playing with a broken hand, how difficult that is, and then also how do you expect the Saints to maybe give him some help with Aaron Donald or Ndamukong Suh or whoever's lined up against him?
Yeah, it's hard to explain how hard that would be to do. You know, your hands as an offensive lineman, I mean, it's the entire game. I mean, the ability to connect with your hands and to sustain, you know, a grip on somebody is how we play the game now. And so to lose that on one hand is incredibly difficult. It puts a tremendous burden on your feet and your ability to compensate for that. And you lose a ton of power. If you don't have a grasp, if you don't have a hold of somebody, you lose a lot of power in the running game as well. So it's a tough deal. I give him worlds of credit. I think people can criticize Andres as much as they want. I'm amazed that he could do that. He could have what happened to him 2 weeks ago and turn around and play in a playoff game. Is really mind blowing. I'm really proud of him. So yeah, it's extremely difficult. What was the second part of that question? It was the hand.
How do you expect the Saints to help him inside, whether it's through a tight end chipping?
Yeah. So I mean, here's the deal. First of all, we're helping on Aaron Donald, whether Andres Pete is at full strength or Larry Warford's at full strength. He's just not a guy you want to have alone a whole lot. And the Saints are going to try to slide a lot of protection. You know, the hard thing about an interior rusher is you can't affect the outside of him. And so what you might see is a little more chipping out on the edge than you would normally see for Teron Armstead, which will allow him to stay in tighter to Andres, to affect the outside rush of Aaron Donald, to affect that initial get off and his ability to turn his shoulders, which is what makes him so hard to block. And then he's going to get, you know, the center coming to him. And that's what everybody's doing. It's not like the Saints are going to have to do this. This is what everybody does to him every week. It's why it's so amazing that he's been as dominant as he has. But that's what they'll do. You know, they're going to, they'll help the tackle stay in tighter to give help initially and let the guards overstep and get their hands on him. And then, you know, the cavalry will come as the center kind of moves his way over. And what it does is put a big burden on the backside guard against, like you said, a guy like Ndamukong Suh, who's going to see a lot more one-on-one blocks.
Zach Street, the voice of the Saints here, winding down with him here on Sports Talk. And, Zach, can you feel the buzz in and around this city? I mean, can you describe it? How would you describe it? It's pretty electric. I went and got gas today, and they were playing all the Hoodat songs at the gas station.
Nah, it seems pretty chill, I think. I haven't noticed much. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's been insane. I mean, I get asked everywhere I go about it. Everybody's excited. I'm actually standing in the back of the brewery right now talking to one of the cooks about the game. And, you know, everyone is just fired up for it. And I think it deservedly so. You know, it's a special time. There's few times in any city where all of its citizens get to truly be unified together with one common goal and purpose, especially in today's political climate where it seems like we're always kind of pitted against each other. This is a chance for all of us to come together and be one, and that's special, and it's fun. And you know, I remember 2009, what a special night that was against the Vikings, and just the anticipation of possibly having another night like that coming up Sunday is it's plenty of reason to be excited.
Zach, earlier when I asked you about Andres Pete, I think I finally got you to admit that offensive linemen do hold.
Well, listen, it all depends on what you consider holding. You grasp, for sure. You're holding on to shoulder pads. Holding is when you do it outside the framework of your body.
You're right. I know.
That's the part that I never did, ever in my career. Never did that.
Well, never. You never got called for a holding penalty, huh?
Nah, I don't recall that. No. No.
I just wanted to take that jab. Zach, appreciate it, man. Well, Have a good call on Sunday.
I've done more than my fair share of holding in my life. I'm happy to admit that.
Hey,
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You know what I mean, Christian?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I live by that motto. Zach Street, the voice of the Saints. Have a good show tomorrow on the Fans and the Pros, and also a good call on Sunday, Zach.
Thanks, bud.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.